Boa tarde a todos, bem-vindos. Em nome da Fundação Kangyur Rinpoche, Songtsen e União Budista Portuguesa, bem-vindos a este ciclo de ensinamentos. Só algumas notas em relação ao programa. Os ensinamentos de amanhã de manhã e também de sábado e domingo iniciam-se às 10 horas da manhã e terminam ao meio-dia. Dar também informação de que, para quem tiver interesse, poderá comparecer na FNAC amanhã às 21 horas para uma sessão de autógrafos do livro de Mingyur Rinpoche. E é para mim uma grande honra poder passar o microfone a Pema Wangyal Rinpoche, que em conjunto com o irmão Jimmy Kensei Rinpoche são na realidade os grandes mentores e organizadores destas atividades em Portugal. Muito obrigado.
So, first of all, I would like to welcome Mingyur Rinpoche that we had this incredible opportunity to have Rinpoche again here in Portugal, especially in Lisboa. This is something extraordinary, and especially in this very place where we had this incredible opportunity receiving teachings from His Holiness the Bodhidharma Lama. And in this very spot, we spent almost a week to 10 days, we had this opportunity to receive teachings. And so to have the opportunity to be together here is so wonderful. And it's also nearing to His Holiness the Lama's 83 birthday. This is something exceptional. And so I would like to thank everybody who are here to take your time to come to listen to Rinpoche, and also to find the time is something really precious. So I would like to thank you. And I know many of you very, very generously supporting different humble projects we have here in Portugal. I will take this opportunity that supporting the CASA for the homeless people and also for the environment, Mother Earth. This is something really precious, very dear to us, to our heart, that what we are really facing these days is incredible, that many people have difficulty to live. And so I'm really grateful, every one of you who are supporting this CASA project and also the Mother Earth. And also, as is already mentioned, many of you make this happen. Visit Rinpoche with the help of Union Buddhist, Kangyur Rinpoche Foundation, and Songtsen. So I would like to thank you. And now I think here we have this opportunity today. Matthew Rika, I don't need to say a word. You all know him. And he is going to introduce Rinpoche, although there's no need to introduce Rinpoche. You all read his books. Many of you read his books. You know him. But I think some of you might need, so therefore we request Matthew Rika, who knows Rinpoche very, very well from his childhood. Therefore, we are requesting him to introduce. So once again, thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank you.
E gostaria então de agradecer a Mingyur Rinpoche por ter vindo aqui a este local de ensinamentos, mais uma vez a Portugal, e neste local em particular, onde Sua Santidade o Dalai Lama também já ensinou em 2007. E é uma celebração particularmente importante para nós, uma vez que também hoje se celebra o 83º aniversário de Sua Santidade o Dalai Lama. E gostaria também de agradecer a todas as associações que fizeram com que este evento se tornasse possível, a Fundação Kangyur Rinpoche, a União Budista e a Songtsen, e também a todos aqueles que têm participado nas várias instituições de solidariedade, como o CASA, que tem apoiado muitas pessoas em dificuldade neste momento no nosso país, e também à associação Mother Earth, que tem sido um apoio muito importante no sentido de sensibilizar as dificuldades com que o nosso planeta neste momento se depara. E, portanto, relativamente aos ensinamentos neste momento, vamos ter agora a apresentação de Mingyur Rinpoche por Mathieu Ricard, que também é, dispensamos a apresentação de Mathieu Ricard, penso que todos o conhecem. E, portanto, vou passar a palavra ao Mathieu Ricard. Yes.
Now I'm going to offer a scarf to Rinpoche. Mingyur Rinpoche, his eminence Mingyur Rinpoche, on behalf of all of us. What is scarf? Of course, you all know. In winter, you wear around your neck, isn't it? To keep it warm. But this is special scarf. White, immaculate. Symbol immaculate. Very soft. It's love. And it's long. That our friendship will last forever. Okay? So I'm going to offer this on behalf of everybody to Rinpoche to teach and share his experience. The white, the soft, the long. The three things.
E, portanto, neste momento vou oferecer este lenço a Mingyur Rinpoche, em nome de todos nós, que simboliza não só este lenço que é, portanto, que é branco e que é suave e é longo, e é um pedido, portanto, e que representa que é imaculado e também representa o amor e representa uma amizade que seja longa. E em nome de todos faço esta oferenda a Mingyur Rinpoche para que ele possa, então, nos ensinar.
So, I was asked to say a few words. But between Rinpoche and Mingyur Rinpoche is like one little match between two bright suns. A little bit shameful, but... So Rinpoche is the son of one of the greatest meditation master of the 20th century, Toku Ogyen Rinpoche. And from his mother's side, his grandfather, Lama Tashi Dorje, was also a great meditator from Nubri, where Rinpoche was born. And so, no wonder that from a very, very young age, as Rinpoche might say himself, he used to go to some caves and meditate. And I was so fortunate to meet Rinpoche when he was 8 years old. And already I could obviously see such a remarkable child. He was coming to receive some transmissions from Igo Kenshi Rinpoche. And then, soon after, also, for me, I always feel a double blessing, because also, you know, I consider it's carrying the blessing of my root teacher, Kyabje Kangyur Rinpoche. So many blessings in one person. And then no wonder from very young age, where sometimes children go to school or in a traditional environment, they may go to a philosophical college, Rinpoche single-handedly decided that he wanted to practice. So at age 13, he started a 3 years retreat and then did another one right after. So unusual, and continued again and again. And another aspect is there was a close student to Rinpoche's father, to Ogyen Rinpoche, who was also a great neuroscientist, Francisco Varela from Chile. And when Francisco used to come to meet Rinpoche's father, Rinpoche would always ask him some questions about science. And so he had such a wide interest, even at a very young age. So later, when began some kind of research to see the effect of mind training, of meditation, of trying to become a better person over many months and years, when this collaboration came, thanks to the inspiration of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, then Rinpoche very kindly accepted to come to the lab, not just like one of those lousy meditators like some of us went as well. And no wonder that they found when Rinpoche engaged in profound meditation, like including unconditional compassion for all sentient beings, there was an incredible activation in some areas of the brain that was never recorded before. So, of course, there's no need for such validation. But as His Holiness the Dalai Lama says, today in our modern world, if we want to contribute in a secular way, in education, and in all walks of life. It helps to validate that through science because it can reach many more people. There's so many more things I could say about Rinpoche, but just one little story, because as you might have heard some years ago, he suddenly completely disappeared. It just happened that few weeks before, I met Rinpoche in Bodh Gaya, and one evening, Bodh Gaya is the place where Lord Buddha achieved enlightenment 2,500 years ago. And I mentioned to Rinpoche that sometimes I feel to take a train in India and get out middle of nowhere, find a little hut, but I say it's so difficult to give up all those worldly activities. And Rinpoche said, no, very easy. It only takes one day. And I didn't know. 2 weeks later, Rinpoche will disappear for 4 years. So I hope Rinpoche will tell us some stories. But in the summer, he will go to some high caves in the snow mountains. In the winter, he would wander through India in Sikh Gurdwar and Hindu ashrams and sleeping on railway station. So a wandering hermit in the tradition of the great masters of the past, like Patru Rinpoche and other great hermits who left a wonderful heritage of Tibet. So I think we should see how fortunate we are to hear words of wisdom of Rinpoche. It's so direct teaching, speaking to the heart, speaking to how to become a better human being and progress gradually from suffering to freedom from suffering, from confusion to wisdom. So thank you so much, Rinpoche, for bestowing your teachings.
Thank you, Metala. From your pure perception, introduce all these wonderful things. But I don't have all the what you mentioned. But I don't possess those qualities what you introduce. But anyway, thank you. And welcome, everyone. And do you want to, today's the teachings about meditation. So you want to practice meditation first, or you want to know how to meditate first? So I'd like to ask you. So how to meditate? Raise your hand. Practice meditation first. Raise your hand. Okay. How to meditate first, right? So when I was young, I had a panic. So the panic followed me as like shadow. So sometime I was trying to get rid of my panic, try to stop my panic. So what I did is, sometimes I go on the top of the mountain. I was born in Himalaya mountain, right middle of the Himalayas. So we have a lot of big mountain around. But even I go top of the mountain, panic follow me, top of the mountain. And sometimes I go down, we have nice deep valley with a lot of trees, and even also panic follow me down there. So when I was 9 years old, I asked my father to teach me meditation, and my father was so happy. And he said, don't look solution in the outside. The real solution, happiness, is within. So that was really important message what I received from my father. So then I begin to learn meditation. So one of the first meditation is watch breath. So maybe we can try together, practice. And first I will ask you a question. The question is, do you have breath? Yes or no? If you have breath, raise your hand. Okay. Good. So, that is the meditation. So, you know how to meditate now. You understand? The essence of meditation is awareness. So, when I ask you, that do you have breath? And suddenly, your mind aware of your breath, right? Yes, I have breath, of course. So your mind knows that you are breathing. So breath and mind together. So that is the meditation. Very easy. So now, how to practice breathing meditation? Just know that you are breathing. That's all. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing. Go to the pizza shop. Forget. That's okay. Come back again. So now we're going to practice this together. So please keep your spine loosely straight. No need too much straight, just loosely straight. And please close your eyes. And now, relax muscles in your body. Relax muscles in your head, face, shoulder, back, chest and stomach, arms and legs. And if you cannot relax, allow that you cannot relax. If you allow that you cannot relax, that means you are relaxing. Now, simply be aware of your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. And as long as if you know you are breathing in and out, then whatever thought comes, okay, no problem. Let them come. So while your mind knows you are breathing, even pizza comes, no problem. Let pizza come. Let pizza image come into your mind. Let pizza image disappear. Doesn't matter. Of course, you cannot aware of breath very long time. Even half breath, one breath, it's okay. You will forget, repeat again. Okay. Finish. How was it? So how many of you, when your mind aware of your breath, at the same time, so many thoughts pop up in your mind, bala bala bala, yada yada yada. Raise your hand. That's good. That is normal. So when we begin to learn meditation, our mind with the breath, then there's a lot of image comes. Or the thought of the to-do list, right? Many people has list. Now it's 7:30, and after this talk, I haven't had my dinner yet. Where should I eat dinner? When this talk will finish? What should I, tomorrow, I have morning this, afternoon this. Or you will think about the pizza. Any particular special dish in Portugal? Unique dish? What is that? Cold fish. Cold fish. Kind of fish. Fish dish. So, if that cold fish dish comes, don't try to stop that one. Don't block. What you have to do is back to the breath. So let's check that you are still with the breath or not. If your mind still with the breath, cold fish, pizza, fromage, whatever, you know, comes, goes, no problem. So many people, when they begin to learn meditation, they think meaning of meditation is think of nothing. Empty mind, empty brain, focus, breath, you know. Breathing in, breathing out. And the pizza comes, pizza, please, no pizza. Concentration on my breath. So then when you say no pizza, you will think pizza more. Then the vegetarian pizza, you know, cheese pizza, all these pizzas pop up. So no need to do that. The main thing is, don't forget your breath. If you not forget your breath, 2 pizza, 3 pizza, 4 pizza, okay. Yeah. And some people, they think meditation is like blissing out, meaning looking special state of mind, peace, calm, happiness, relaxation. 1, 2, 3. So when you look for peace, the peace will say, I'm busy. No time. So you have to make appointment. Maybe I will come, maybe not sure. So when I was young, I told you that I have panic, right? So I really want to free my panic. But my father's teaching is very boring. So he said, watch your breath. What I want is happiness. But my father's technique is, watch your breath. So I thought, this is so boring. Watching this breath, how it will make me happy. So I'm looking for happiness. And the father's teaching said, don't think about happiness. Don't look for happiness. Just watch breath. Then I watch breath, you know, breathing in, breathing out. And I feel bored, you know. Sometime I thought I meditate half hour, but actually 10 minutes. And then later, what I learned is watching breath is really helps to find happiness within, inside. Why is that? Do you want to know why? Yes or no? If you look for happiness, happiness not easy to come. Right? If you try to get rid of suffering, get rid of worry, get rid of panic, depression, then they become louder, stronger. So normally, what we call, we have this monkey mind, bala 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 bala, yada 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 yada. Do you have? How many of you have? Raise your hand. Good. That's the international. We all have monkey mind. Monkey mind is not the good, not the bad. But the most important thing is the relationship between you and the monkey mind. That matters. That is really important. If you make monkey mind as your enemy, like, no panic. I did when I was young, try to get rid of my panic, try to fight with the panic. Then I have panic or panic, fear or panic, aversion of panic. So then monkey mind become my enemy, right? So maybe we will try one special meditation. Do you want to try? What was the dish? The corn fish? Tapeta? Pak Thai Yao. I think pizza better. Okay. So this special meditation is what we call pizza meditation. Okay? We're going to practice this meditation for 1 minute. And for this meditation, there's one special rule that you cannot think of pizza. So no pizza. Even 1 second, you cannot think of pizza, okay? Not allowed. You can think about fish called whatever, pakayao. cheese, bread, whatever you want, but no pizza. Okay, now please keep your spine loosely straight, relaxed and straight. And now please close your eyes and feel your body. Feel your head, shoulder, back, chest, and stomach, and arm and legs. Now, no pizza. If you think of pizza 1 second, you lost this meditation. So be careful. Don't say no pizza, no pizza, okay? When you say no pizza, you are thinking about pizza. Okay. How was it? Easy or not easy? Not easy, raise your hand. Yeah. It is not easy. So when you say no pizza, then what do you think is only pizza? Many pizzas. They become louder and more. So therefore, when I say no panic, panic become louder. No worry, no worry, no, and worry. No stress, no stress, no stress, no stress, and become stress. So therefore, if you fight with the bala 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 yada yada, it doesn't help. So don't fight. But second mistake is we believe. We say, yes, sir. When the monkey mind says, or this is fearful, terrible, whatever, we say, yes, sir, believe. So when we believe, then monkey mind become our boss. Monkey mind is crazy, so we become crazy, right? If company, the boss of the company is crazy, then everybody become crazy. So now what we can do? The third option. So the first option is, we say, hey, get out. We fight. Normally, most of the time, we do that, right? It doesn't work. Second option is, yes, sir. We become slave of the monkey mind. No good, right? So there is third option. Do you know the third option? Should I tell you or you want to know? Believe doesn't work. Fighting doesn't work. So then what we can do? What is third option? Friendship? Make friends? Yeah? How many of you agree? Okay. Yeah, I think the third option is only to make friends. Otherwise, there's no choice, right? So the most powerful way to free monkey mind is to make friends. So how to make friends with the monkey mind? Normally, if you want to make friends, Normally, if you want to make friends, you and your friend both like something, like maybe eat pizza, or maybe do something together, hiking, swimming, talking, whatever. So you both like, then you become friend, right? So now you have to look what monkey mind like and what you like. So what you like is happiness, isn't it? Do you want to be happy? Yes. If yes, raise your hand. Good. What monkey mind likes? Job. Monkey mind is restless and always looking for stimulation. So it's kind of like a lot of energy by nature, always want to do something. Restless. Bala 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 bala. Yada 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 yada. Like that. So monkey mind likes job. So now, how can we have that you get what you like? And monkey mind get what monkey mind like. Right? So this is a very key point. So if you know this answer, then you know the secret of meditation. So maybe I will not tell you the answer. If I tell you answer now, and you can get the answer very easily, and later you will forget. So I will make you a little bit, you know, hardship. So I want you to do discussion for 5 minutes about this topic. Two people, three people, four people, doesn't matter. You can look your right and left, and you can discuss about this topic. Do you know the discussion topic? How many of you know the discussion topic? I mean, how many of you are not clear about the discussion topic? Raise your hand. Okay, I will tell you. So, the secret of meditation is, oh, no. So, we have the monkey mind. You know monkey mind, right? The mind always thinking, bala, 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 yada, 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 yada. There's an image, there's a voice, there's sensation, feeling. When you say yes, monkey mind says no. When you say no, monkey mind says yes. So that's the monkey mind. Clear? And normally, we have bad relationship with the monkey mind. We sometimes hate monkey mind, fight with the monkey mind. Monkey mind become our enemy. Not good. And sometimes we believe monkey mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Monkey mind is crazy, and we become crazy. Right? So now the third option is make friends with the monkey mind. And how to make friends? Yes, sir, cannot. Get out, cannot. So you need to find common ground, something which is monkey mind like and you like. So what monkey mind likes? Job, right? Monkey mind like job. And what do you want? Happiness, freedom, right? So, how can we have this? What monkey mind get? Job. And what you get? Freedom. How we can do that? So that's the discussion topic for 5 minutes. Now you can start discussion.
Okay. Thank you very much for your discussion. Now time's up. Okay. So how was your discussion? So anyone who got the answer, you already got the answer before from the previous course or from me or from book. Don't say anything, okay? So if you don't know about this before and you got answer now, you can share. Anyone want to share? Yeah. Raise your hand. Continue. So there's a microphone.
Vou falar em português, que falo pessimamente inglês. Quero agradecer ao mestre Rinpoche, Yongyur Rinpoche, por ter vindo, porque a sua obra, A Alegria de Viver, é a minha referência máxima. Fazendo uma análise comparativa com a Bíblia, será para mim a Bíblia. Da filosofia oriental do budismo. Quero agradecer imenso ao mestre estar aqui do fundo do meu coração. O que eu posso dizer do meu pouco saber é que para neutralizar, temos que neutralizar o macaco doido. E será como? Através do foco na meditação. E a meditação é, para mim, a essência. Não poderei nunca sair de casa sem fazer a meditação, porque o dia, para mim, não funciona. Obrigadíssima por tudo e pelos seus grandes ensinamentos e a sua grande alegria.
So, she thanks you very much for coming here and to teach us, and she thanks you also for writing the book, the Joy of Living, that for her is like a Bible. So, in short, her view is that the monkey mind is something that should be neutralized.
Okay. Merci beaucoup. Next. Anyone? Up there? Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. We were talking, the four of us were talking, and we had four different positions. She was saying it was important to have dialogue between the mind and the monkey mind. We were talking, and I was talking about acceptance, the importance of acceptance to have balance between the two. Because you were saying that the monkey mind reflects itself as an image or a voice or a sensation. And you were saying that you cannot escape from panic or other kinds of sensations. You have to accept it, feel it as it is, listen to it as it is, and see it as it is, and just accept it.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
So we were discussing the analogy, you know, the idea that came up because I'm recently a father. So it's like, I started watching children, and I think that children are very restless. Mm-mm. And if you're tired from work, that's just the worst thing that could happen after a hard day's work. Mm-mm. But if you start, you know, just watching them, you know, that's assuming that maybe they're playing amongst themselves. There's some kind of a beauty into it, you know. It's just gazing at the children. Then the question popped out that there is joy in this analogy. I'm not sure if that's the idea, but there truly is some kind of joy in watching children just being restless, you know. Okay, that was just our thought.
Okay, good. So the last one here. Raise your hand continuously.
Thank you. Being here, can we gently try to put our imagination, inviting our mind to loving kindness meditation, mm-hmm. wishing happiness for us and the other people around us and the world?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, thank you very much for all the answers. So acceptance is important, and loving kindness, compassion, and you know, watching like children. All these are great answer. But the main answer is so. The key to make friendship with the monkey mind is get banana. No. Just kidding. Giving banana to monkey mind doesn't work. So, the key is
you need to give job to monkey mind. That's all. Finish. Now you understand? No? How many of you say no? Raise your hand. Ah, okay. So what monkey mind likes? Job. What you like is freedom, happiness. If you can give job to monkey mind, then who's become boss? You become boss, right? So now you are free. You don't have to say yes to monkey mind. You don't have to say, hey, get out to monkey mind. So you become boss. And monkey mind is happy. Why? Got the job, right? So monkey mind likes job, so get the job. And you give it, so you become boss. So you both are happy. So now, how to give job to monkey mind? And this is the meditation technique. So you ask monkey mind, hello, what's breath? And the monkey mind says, oh yeah, yeah, good idea, breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing, pizza. And you are eating pizza in the restaurant and don't know how you get in the restaurant and when you get in the restaurant. So that's okay. So what we call, don't give full-time professional job to monkey mind. You need to give part-time job. Just short time. And then also need compassion, also need to accept if monkey mind do mistake, okay, no problem. But ask monkey mind again, hello, what's your breath? And the monkey mind says, oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, sorry, I forget. Breathing. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. What should I do tomorrow? Forget again. It's okay, no problem. So you have what we call short time, many time. Just half breath, one breath, two breath, it's okay. But they repeat again, again, again. Then what happened is, slowly, slowly, monkey mind build new habit. And this habit is want to listen to you more and more. So then when the monkey mind listen to you more and more, your mind become more calm, peaceful, not just calm and peaceful, what we call pliable and walkable. Pliable, walkable meaning your mind become more clear. When you want to think, you can think. When you don't want to worry, you will not worry. So walkable, pliable, then actually monkey mind is good. Monkey mind is very bright, smart, have good heart. If you know how to use monkey mind, if you and monkey mind become friend, then what we call monkey mind transform. Transform into wisdom. Transform into love and compassion. So the key point is, you need to give job to monkey mind, right? So by doing that, then you become friend. So the friendship is really important. So monkey mind is not good, not bad. The most important is the relationship between you and monkey mind. Okay. So the best way to have good relationship between you and monkey mind is the meditation, right? Meditation, giving job. So then what is the meditation? Do you know what is meditation? The meditation, the essence of meditation is what we call awareness. Awareness meaning knows. Knows what you are thinking, knowing what you are feeling, knowing that what you are doing, what you are seeing. So that is the essence of meditation. So when you watch your breath, your mind knows that you are breathing, right? You're aware, or you're knowing that you're now breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. That is the essence of meditation. So essence of meditation is not the peaceful, calm, joyful, clarity, non-conceptual state of mind. All these are what we call experience of meditation, not the essence. It's a byproduct. So don't look for those. Don't associate meditation with the peace, calm, clarity, joy. Because these are just experience, comes, goes, especially in the beginning, a lot of up and down. But the essence is, what is the essence of meditation? How to say in Portuguese? Consciences. La essence. La essence. La sense meditation is conscious. Thank you. So therefore, if you are aware, then anything is okay. You can aware of anything, anywhere, anytime. Of course, not very long at the beginning. So we begin by breath. Actually, not only breath, you can aware of visual object. You can aware of sound, smell, taste, sensation, even monkey mind. As the gentleman said, the bala 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 yada yada monkey mind. Right? If you look at, no problem. Like watching children, you know? So it has become nice. So when I was young, I had panic. So first I tried to fight with my panic. Then my father said, don't fight with the panic. If you fight with the panic becomes stronger. Just like no pizza, then there's more pizza, right? So my father said, welcome panic. Try to accept the panic. I said, okay. So then I said, welcome. When I meditated, hello panic, welcome, okay. Feels better. And I tried that again, hello panic, welcome. But the deep of my heart, my motivation is like this. Hello panic, welcome. If I say welcome, then you will not come back again, right? Become circle. But even then, it helps. even then, try to say welcome. It's a great step. Even you cannot fully welcome. Okay, no problem. It helps. So then when I was 13 years old, I joined retreat, traditional 3-year retreat. I thought, if I can join the retreat, then my laziness will not come. Because I'm lazy. I love the idea of meditation, but I don't like the practice of meditation. I feel bored, you know. How come this is the source of happiness? So, I went to retreat. The first month was great. Not lazy. But then second month, laziness came to my retreat without my permission. Not only that, now my lazy and my panic, they too become good friends. So my panic become stronger, worse. Oh, then I thought, what should I do now? You know, I still have to go 2 more years. More than 2 years. And now my panic has become crazy. So then one day, I really decide that, okay, from now on, I will learn how to live with the panic. I will not try to get rid of my panic, try to fight with the panic. So I will use my panic as support for my meditation. I want to be a good friend with the panic. So then I watch my panic, just like watching breath. When you watch panic, as like the gentleman said, you're watching like children, right? So panic become pieces. There's an image, voice, lot of sensation. I watch sensation in the body. The temperature's changing, tight here, headache. Oh, it's a watch. And awareness is more than panic, bigger than panic. The panic, the sensation, the voice, the image, all this is like cloud in the sky. And awareness is like sky. And whatever the cloud change, it doesn't change the sky, right? Bad weather, thick cloud, storm, or blue sky with sun shining, with the rainbow. Whatever change, it doesn't change the sky. Nature of sky is always free, pure, genuine, peaceful, always there. The weather is changing. So I just watching like my breath. Watch panic. So in the end, me and my panic become very good friends. When the panic comes, I feel a little bit exciting. Kind of like, haha, a little bit, of course, challenge. But then I see the symptoms still there. My heartbeat, you know, speed fast, boom, boom. And then I have headache, cannot breathe, all this, haha, you know, that's quite nice. So, me and my panic become very good friends. Then after that, something bad happens. Not the happy ending. So, do you want to know the bad ending? How many of you want to know? Raise your hand. And how many of you don't want to know? Okay, most of you want to know, right? So the bad ending is when me and my panic become very good friend, and panic doesn't have good heart. So panic say, bye-bye, gone. So I miss my panic. So panic is gone. So, but although I lost one good friend, but our life has full of problems. So we can find problem everywhere. And the problems are international, and problems are actually great supporter. We can learn from the problem. We can grow from the problem. So therefore, for me, I consider my panic is one of my best friend and my teacher. Because of panic, I'm teaching a lot of meditation. And I have this eager, the passion, to share this experience to many people. And I believe this is a benefit. So, that's all. So now you know how to practice meditation? What is the essence of meditation? Awareness, right? So, can you raise your hand? So do you know you're raising hand? So that is awareness. And put your hand down. Do you know you put your hand down? That is also awareness. So very easy. Now I will do examination. Exam, okay? Whether you all, you know, recognize awareness or not. So I will ask three questions. And the first question is, how many of you recognize awareness? Raise your hand. Second question is, How many of you, not sure, maybe yes, maybe no, raise your hand. Awareness, you know, right? You clear about? And how many of you not recognize, not clear, not recognize awareness? Raise your hand. Okay. So now I will tell you the result, examination result, okay? The result is you all pass. So congratulations. But do you know why you all pass? Yes or no? Maybe I will tell you. You might wonder why all of those are pass. So, of course, those who said, yes, I know awareness, you know awareness. So you pass, for sure. But those who said, I don't know awareness, right? Do you know that you don't know awareness? If you know that you don't know awareness, that means you know awareness. Right? The awareness meaning knows. So you know, I don't know. So you pass. And those who said, I'm not sure. Maybe I know, maybe I don't know. So if you know that you're not sure, that means you know awareness. So, awareness is always free. It doesn't stuck with knowing or not knowing or confusion. It is a base of everything. If you're confused, still there's awareness. If you're not confused, there's awareness. If you're happy, there's awareness. If you're not happy, there's awareness. If your mind becomes dull, unclear, there's also awareness. Without awareness, you cannot feel dull. You cannot feel emotion. You cannot experience thought. Without awareness, you cannot experience panic. So awareness is like sky. Without sky, there's no cloud, right? Cloud cannot come without sky. So sky is allowing everything, but at the same time, sky is free. So normally, in our mind, we have thought and emotion, and these are like cloud, and awareness is like sky. But the problem is, we don't know the awareness. We lost with the thought and emotion. So when we lost with the thought and emotion, then we have a lot of problems, suffering, bala bala bala, yada yada, yes sir, here, get out. And then it becomes circle. So the main meaning of the meditation is, you don't need to do anything with the cloud. You don't have to block cloud. You don't have to make cloud. Just be and connect with the sky. So what is the sky? Awareness. And what is the cloud? Thought, emotion, perception, all this monkey mind, right? Is the cloud. So just connect with awareness. So now we're going to practice awareness with the breath again, okay? So you just know that you're breathing, and as long as if you're aware of your breath, you're happy, okay, not happy, okay, pizza, okay, not pizza, okay, blah, blah, yada, yada, whatever is okay. Yeah. So now please close your eyes, relax muscles in your body, relax head, arm, shoulder, back, stomach, leg.
Now, simply be aware of breath. Breathing in, breathing out.
Okay. How was it? So you can apply this breathing meditation everywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. So if you go out while you're having dinner, you can watch your breath. You have breath 24 hours, right? So you will be never separate from your breath. And now what you have to do is just watch your breath, aware of your breath, breathing. While you're walking, talking, at your office, at your home, while you're doing physical exercise, watching television, looking at your smartphone, you know, oh, you're going to watch your breath, you know. Half breath, one breath, doesn't matter. And then if you can do one formal meditation, it's fully time dedicated with the meditation. No phone, no television, no talking. Just like sit loosely straight and watch breath. That's what we call formal meditation. And informal meditation, you don't have to worry like straight. You know, while you're driving car, if you sit like this, then it becomes a problem. So you can drive, you can watch your breath time to time. So short time, many time. And especially if you are not happy, watch your breath. If you are stressed, watch your breath. If you feel panic, depressed, watch your breath. So then it's become habit sometime, after some time labor. Then the monkey mind normally crave with the problem, with the panic. But now if you give job to monkey mind, and monkey mind instead creating with a panic, go back to the breath. So you watch breath. But you cannot watch breath too long. Forget again. Come back again. Short time, many time. Yeah, so you can do that. Sometimes what we call in the morning, if you watch your breath few times, 5, 6, 7 times, it will change whole day experience. Even few breath meditation. So actually, it's really powerful. So try this. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And do you have any questions? You can ask questions. One there, one here. So maybe A, B, C.
Hello. You talked a lot about your panic. What was your panic about? I mean, what caused the panic? Not usually when someone has a panic, it has a cause.
I have panic of pizza. No. In my hometown, we have a snowstorm in the winter, summer, thunderstorm, and fear of strangers, so all these things. And next there, and another microphone come here. You have two, right? You can come. Yeah, you go there, and you come here. Who first?
What's your definition of happiness?
The definition of happiness is an experience of contentment, joy, which is no need to depend on the outside circumstances. So if you connect with the awareness more and more, then you will have this contentment. There's some kind of peace. Because awareness is always free from thought and emotion. It's more than that. So when you get in touch with awareness more and more,
Could you talk a little bit about how was your experience on the last retreat you've done for 4 years where you disappeared?
Yeah, my retreat. The first month, I got diarrhea. I eat the street food from the street, and then vomiting, diarrhea for 4 or 5 days. Then I almost died, actually. My body became paralyzed in the end. I cannot see. All the senses dissolved. So my mind maintained in awareness. Rest in awareness. And awareness so clear. Even there's no sense, connection with the sensory perception. I know my body became paralyzed. And it is beyond time, beyond location. And there's no blah, 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 yada, yada. I know, but without thinking. So that experience was fantastic. So I was like that for a few hours. Then I come back. Then I feel very thirsty. When I come back, wow. Street become like my home. Before that, I have a lot of feeling of kind of like embarrassment. I never stay on the street before. And I feel like, why I'm here? Should I go back? I'm not belong here. But then after I come back, street become like my home. The trees nearby, the big tree with the leaves green, and what I call the tree become made of love. And my full body become very fresh. And I feel thirsty. I want to drink the well water. And I took few steps to get the well water, and I fainted. And someone took me in a hospital. So when I woke up, there's a needle here with the, in India, what they call glucose, kind of like water. So I stay in there for a few, one night. And next, I come out. Then I went through summer in the Himalaya mountains, different places. Now I know how to bake food. And I know how to find free food also. Become more smart, you know. And then I come down to some ashram in India, border between India and Nepal, and some Buddhist holy places.
Rinpoche, which is the difference between mindfulness and awareness?
Mindfulness, awareness. Awareness is better. No, I'm just kidding. The difference between awareness and mindfulness, the translation in Tibet, what we call Tenpa, Rigpa, all this. So I translate as awareness. So mindfulness has a little bit more tight, more conservative, and awareness more liberal, more free, more open. Yeah, but actually same meaning. Same meaning.
Hi. I'd like to know, how was your first experience in the lab when you decided to collaborate with the scientists? Did you like it? Did you think it was weird? What were your thoughts on the first time?
Yeah. So I went to the first time, 2002, I think. Two, right? In the America. Wise Man Laboratory. Very wise. That's the name of the laboratory. Now it's Healthy Mind something. Yeah. So in the Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin. Sorry, Madison. Same, right? I went to also different. One is Berkeley, one is MIT, Harvard, different places. But in the Madison, they put me into fMRI, big machine, almost one floor, and the shape looked like a white coffin. And inside is very cold, temperatures very cold, and lousy. The machine. Then there's some kind of tongue coming out, you know, like. And I have to lie down on the tongue. And I have to pretend like I'm crops, because I cannot move my body. If I a little bit move, like this, then the image become fuzzy. So I have to pretend like froze or dead. And they give me a white blanket, and they tied my head. There's foam here, and the earphone, big earphone. And I stay like this for 3 hours. And I got itchy sometimes, you know? So I do like this. Cannot scratch. So they put me inside, like going to dark tunnel. The tongue swallowing you. And then scientists are in the next room having coffee, you know? And eating hamburger and telling me, okay, now please meditate. So the scientists, they say, stop meditation, now meditate, stop meditation. Compassion, no compassion, now compassion, stop compassion. So while I'm doing meditation, they send a lot of noise, baby crying, so something emotional noise. Sometimes they even show the operation blood, the picture scary, and then ask me to meditate. So what I learned is a lot of things, actually. The first time, I have a lot of discussion with science. What they said, neuroplasticity. 20 some years before, the neuroscience doesn't believe that our brain has a capable of change. So if you are born with unhappy, then the rest of your life will be unhappy, no hope. But then neuroplasticity says, no, even you're born with unhappy, you can become happy person. You can change your brain. And now there's a neural pathway, neurogenesis, so many new findings, and we all have full of potential to transform our brain. Even if you meditate a few weeks, it transforms. And not just the brain, the neurons connection are transformed. Even cells, the gene expression also change. So a lot of things can change. And another fascinating finding is the what they call unstickiness. They give us kind of like box, and inside this box produce hot water. So they say after 10 seconds later you will burn. And we have to wait for 10 seconds. And then the hot water become heat. About 10 seconds, right? Very hot. And then finish. Then we have to wait another 10 seconds. So the result is, like non-meditator, when they hear the after 10 seconds later, you will burn. Then the monkey man jumps. Pala, pala, pala. Yara, yara, you will burn. Oh, no good. Who knows? Ooh. Maybe this is not a good idea. Why you come here? It looks like you are burning. The heat not come yet, but your experience, pala, pala. But when heat comes, the clarity of heat is not so clear because there's a lot of ruminations, and then when heat gone, still bala 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 yada yada yada. But the meditator, when they hear the signal, 10 seconds you will burn, still okay. But when heat comes, the clarity of heat is very clear. So that is what they call unsticky, meaning whatever you experience very clear, then after gone, you will not carry. So sometimes when we have problem at our office, then we bring that problem in our home. So make everybody unhappy in the home. Or you have problem in your home, you bring to the office. So that is not sticky. That is the sticky. So unsticky meaning you're not holding. But at the same time, see things clear. So many people think meditation meaning not seeing everything clear. You make everything empty, good okay, bad okay. In the end, you become like a zombie, you know. I don't know what is right and what is wrong. So not like that. So you see things clear, but you are not stuck in with that through the power of awareness. Yeah. Okay, thank you. We stop here? Okay. No? Okay. Thank you very much for all of you and the two Rinpoches here and all the Medulla and all the organizers. And special thank you for the Mother Earth and the home, Casa. The program really helping many, many people. So not only in Portugal, many other countries. So thank you. Thank you very much.